And if anybody has some questions, I'd be willing to take a few questions here. And
you said you're in five big Western states, but you have
okay. Our business model is a little different than most. We are virtually officed. We have 9 staff in 5 states, but we're a national organization. So we don't have a building anywhere that we work out of. We're incorporated here in Wisconsin. Our corporate headquarters is actually Cornucopia, Wisconsin, up on Lake Superior. But we don't have a building. So all our staff work out of a home office, and we go out and we do our work from those home offices. I guess you could say if you were to look at it from another type of model, you know, maybe it's like an insurance agent where a lot of insurance agents are out scattered around and work for one particular company. But that's our business model, and our approach is sort of this virtual office. The internet and long-distance telephone allow us to do that. Yes?
So we've got this really awful-looking organic crown. How did they get certified in the first place?
How did some of these awful operations get certified in the first place? Well, the USDA is responsible for managing the certifiers that certify organics. The USDA has not done a very good job of managing those certifiers. There's about 55 what are called accredited or approved certifiers in the United States, and some of them are tiny, some of them are national in scope and scale. And most of these, what I'll call scofflaws or bad operations, moved away from the tough and strict certifiers. The USDA is supposed to monitor and ensure that every certifier is applying the law equally, and they have done an abysmal job of doing that. The same USDA that told Congress in 1996 that they didn't want to manage the organic program because they didn't have any interest in it, even though it was a law that was passed by Congress. So you've had a USDA that has largely been indifferent, if not outright hostile, towards organic agriculture since its inception. It hasn't really mattered if it's been a Democrat or Republican in office. Under the Clinton administration, when organics was first being sorted out, they weren't very sympathetic. Bush administration is really pretty indifferent. Obama, we had some hopes for him, and there has been more money that's come into organics, into the National Organic Program for its management, but the level of enforcement hasn't changed a whole lot. So we've been out there trying to monitor and do some of those types of activities and expose some of this stuff and make sure that the USDA is aware of it and perhaps embarrassed into taking action, and we've had some success with that. But you also have to understand that the USDA, which was called the People's Department by Abraham Lincoln when it was initially began in the 1860s, has become a captive of large industry and industrial agriculture. In fact, the current head secretary of the USDA, a man from Iowa, former governor Tom Vilsack, is a former biotech governor of the year by the Biotech Association. He has a very sympathetic view of genetically engineered foods, something not allowed in organics. He hasn't met a GMO that he doesn't like. So they just have a different mindset. And organics, because it's got some cachet, some growth in the marketplace, they've been forced to accommodate it, but they haven't really done a very good management job at it. Yes?
Will, how much impact do large retailers like Walmart have when they choose to go organic?
How much impact do large retailers like Walmart have when they choose to go organic? Walmart is the largest grocery seller in the country. 2006, they made an overt policy announcement that they were going to try and sell more organics, and we thought potentially it could be a good thing. We went and we visited a number of their stores. We looked at how they were providing organic food, and what we saw was that Walmart, as they do with so many things, turned to cheap imports for their organics. They looked for the lowest cost input. We saw foods coming in from China. We saw foods coming in from other countries. And, you know, I'm not saying they shouldn't be practicing organic agriculture in China. I'm not saying that at all. But most of us don't think of organics as shipping our food halfway around the world, as being something that's sustainable and something that's environmentally sound. And it's not in the regulations that you can't do that. That isn't at all what they say. But I don't think that most people think of organics as buying their food from halfway around the planet. So what that did, though, was then to deny the opportunity for American farmers or producers in North America to provide that food when they turned to low-cost, cheap producers elsewhere. So we became very critical of Walmart and have remained very critical of Walmart because they haven't chosen to invest their retailing and distribution smarts in America. They've looked elsewhere for that. They've turned to these style factory farms for their organic milk and other products, for their tomatoes, canned tomatoes, those types of things. And so we've been and remain critical of them. Potentially they could be a hero if they did some of this right, but they don't seem to have the interest. Any, yes?
Yeah, I had a quick question about genetically modified food. You said that to be classified as organic, they cannot be genetically modified at all.
Right.
Is that decided by the FDA or the USDA? What was the organization that decided what is organic?
The question is, how is genetically modified food prohibited from organic agriculture? Is it the USDA, the FDA? Who makes that decision? Who makes that call? It's actually Congress. In 1990, when the Organic Foods Production Act was passed, it was explicit in the language of the law that genetic engineering was not to be an input involved in the production or processing or sale of organic, certified organic foods. So it's a federal law. Same goes for other types of prohibitions on things that aren't allowed in organics. Many of them were developed by Congress in that initial law. So, okay. Thanks, everyone. I appreciate the opportunity.